The Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks Department is coming up with a new wolf management plan, but there's disagreement over how the animals are being counted. Critics contend the state is not taking the non-hunting public into account. Montana Fish and Wildlife says hunters and trappers took 248 wolves in the state last year, far below the allowed quota of 450. A higher number of wolves in Montana, combined with extending the hunting season to 6 months, has drawn criticism from people who love wolves but who don't hunt them. Mark Cook, with the group Wolves of the Rockies, says the state's keeping so-called non-consumptive wolf supporters out of the counting process, playing to big game hunting interests instead.
And by doing this, what it's doing is it's commercializing our wildlife.
Cook adds that wolf watchers have a better understanding than hunters of how many wolves there really are. The state estimates the value of tourists coming to Montana to see wolves at $82 million a year. A draft wolf management plan is expected to be released for public comment by the end of August. Fish and Wildlife relies on hunter surveys, estimates, pack size, and territory to arrive at a wolf count, and Cook says non-consumptive Montanans, such as wolves of the Rockies, have been kept out of the process.
We've applied to virtually every group that the department has set up to seek guidance from the Montana community, and the department continually refuses to select us to be part of that process. They don't want us involved because the fact is, we know what we're talking about.
Wolves were taken off the endangered species list in Montana and other areas of the Northern Rockies in 2011, but remain protected elsewhere in the lower 48. For Big Sky Connection, I'm Mark Moran. Find our 8 trust indicators for transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.